Drivers, start your engines.
Recording live from the NASCAR Man Cave in the Motor City, this is the Lap Traffic Podcast with Tony and Brandon. All right, Lap Traffic Nation, welcome to another show, episode number 15. Glad to have you along. As always, my name's Tony Smith with the Professor. How you doing, Mr. Crowd?
What up?
How are you, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Not bad, man. Another good week of racing. Fontana, high-speed action.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. That was our first crack at new aero package and everything at the high-speed track.
On a big boy. On a big boy non-plate race.
Yeah. That was better than average, man.
I'll take it.
Not bad.
Tony, we got a special guest in the NASCAR Man Cave today.
Oh, he's special.
He is our battery expert. We have deferred to him many times. You've heard us talk about him many times on the show. Steve Merrick from Chicago in the house. What's up, Steve?
Hey.
Welcome to the show, buddy.
He's not up to the microphone level yet. We might get him one at one point.
Yeah. I think we'll get him a plastic, like a Mr. Like a play school one.
You know what? It's funny you say that. So, when I was a kid growing up with my sister back in the Nintendo days.
You had a Mr. Microphone?
No. What I did was, she had to play, and my parents were like, oh, you got to let your sister play. So what I would do is I would hand her a controller, but I'd unplug it from the actual system and let her think that she was just playing with it. So that's what we'll do with Steve.
Savage.
We'll get him a microphone and we'll tell him that it's plugged in. Let him go. Go ahead.
Take him over to the bathroom. Tell him it's his own private studio.
Yeah. It's soundproof in there. You're good. Just talk away.
In all seriousness, Steve is, that's his industry, is battery testing and charging, and he is the guy that I defer to on these things. So, and you guys heard the show last week, I know think I'm conspiracy theory stuff, but man, I'm telling you.
Oh, I didn't put that in the show this week.
There are facts in there. There are facts involved, and I do talk to the experts about that, so.
Absolutely.
Anyways, but.
Tony?
Sir?
I think you got a snack next to you.
Oh, my God, dude. The green room got stocked. Maria totally hooked me up. We got cashews, Swedish fish.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon's got a sippy cup.
We're
ready to go. Dude, literally, the random sarcastic memes and GIFs that I've been getting tweeted at me with the sippy cups
hysterical.
Are awesome. I love it. It's great.
And they're deserved.
They're well-deserved. Well-deserved. I crashed the system for 2 weeks.
Side note.
I mean, when Yunker last week, I'll get one in a motorhome for you. We'll put your name on it.
That was awesome.
Good Lord.
But, speaking of, I need to back up for just a second. So, because we're getting a lot of questions on this and everything. Who is Maria?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody. And
we
I just,
need to
and
classify.
I just. So Maria is she's NASCAR by marriage on Twitter. That's Brandon's, that's a professor's wife.
Yes.
Her name is Lindsay, and I couldn't.
Linzi.
Right.
And she'll correct you on that at any point in time.
But I couldn't speak higher of a person, in all honesty.
Well, that's because she's 4'10".
Well, no. She's awesome. I mean, she screwed up one time like 5 years ago. I'm not going to hold that against her, man.
Yeah,
it's,
past the statute
but, yeah,
of
so,
limitations.
So anyways, how it all started was when we very, very first started this show, guys. So we're getting our little studio area set up in the man cave, and we're starting to record and everything. Well, we're starting to record, and Lindsay's upstairs. She doesn't know what we're doing, and she's running the vacuum. So I was joking, just being a smart aleck, and I go, can you tell Maria to go vacuum in the West Wing, please? Doesn't she know that we're in the studio recording?
Right.
So she's kind of become Maria.
Yeah, so that's been the running joke.
And, does not have an illegal immigrant housekeeper.
Oh, it's, wow. Good thing this is a podcast.
Just saying, man. Well, I threatened to call INS on her last week.
It's true, you did. No one paid, well, I don't know if anyone, but no
oh,
one
yeah,
mentioned anything.
Oh, yeah, they did. I got the notes. But anyway, thank you to Lindsay / Maria for the snacks restocking us, so we're good to go. But another good week.
Another good week. Tony, did you do anything fun over the weekend?
I did nothing and a whole bunch of it, man.
Yeah? Good for you?
Yeah.
Must have been nice.
Well, you guys were pretty busy.
Yeah, it was Lindsay's birthday on Thursday, so we did a celebration on Saturday. We went out after the Xfinity race and went to a jazz bar in downtown Detroit because she loves jazz, and then we went and lost a whole bunch of money at the casino, so... Yeah,
you know, times. It's almost, you know, I don't know how they build all those great big places and all the winners.
Yeah, you know, right. It's crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The lights aren't there because they're paying for them,
yeah,
let me tell you.
Yeah, right. So, no, I haven't been doing much. I haven't been dating a lot lately. Like it's a new problem.
Oh, wow.
But,
wow.
You know. Yeah. But no, yeah. No, it's just took it easy and caught up on a few things. So
excellent. Well, again, big thanks to Brad Yunker and Yunker Motorsports last week for coming on the show. That was a lot of fun talking with them. And
was great.
Was
great. The number 30 Power Skiff Top Speed Modified. Brad Yunker, my buddy. Actually, I wasn't going to tell you. We hung out all weekend. We're starting a new podcast. I got a new bus
around.
Awesome.
Awesome. Well, yeah. No. I mean, you guys agreed on everything about 500 times last week.
Because I'm right. Get your arms around that, okay? Just embrace the fact.
It's not something,
okay?
I can wrap my head around that.
I know you're struggling with it, but
it's hard.
Embrace
it's hard.
It. Love it.
It's hard. Another 400 downloads last week, and yeah, it's a good week.
It was another good week. So yeah, thanks again for everybody listening, and we appreciate it. But Fontana. That was I've been waiting for that too. I wanted to see what that aero package was gonna look like when they got to a high speed track. So that was good. They were fast.
Yes, they
real
were
fast.
They were fast. Yeah. Tony, what else we got this week?
Well, we're gonna talk about all the stage winners. We got fantasy updates. We got crew chief corner. We got all kinds of good stuff.
Hell, as always. Hell yeah.
Another good show.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Tony, did you watch much of the Xfinity race?
I did, actually.
Yeah.
I saw.
What'd you think of it?
Yeah. Well. You know, I know it's going to shock everybody, but, you know, Kyle Busch won stage one, Kyle Busch won stage two.
Oh, wow. Oh, he did?
Yeah,
wow.
I know, right?
Wow, it feels like forever since that happened.
I know, right? But it's like, you know, it's like, LeBron, give somebody else the ball.
Right.
Okay? Come on, you know, let somebody else shoot. Jesus.
Your assessment.
We get the point.
Your assessment with LeBron is fair. However, had you said Tom Brady, we would have had Steve escort you out of the man cave. So,
no.
But we're good. Yeah, no, seriously. You know, it was the Cup Show part 1A or 1B. You know, however you want to put that. But Larson won, and I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
You know, I guess it's hypocritical of me. You know, because had Kyle Busch won, I would have said no, it wasn't cool. But
yeah.
You know, it's a younger Cup driver, so I'm not. I don't feel as big a sting.
Quite as hard on.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was only a few years ago he was racing his way up.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah.
Yes. So it was typical stage results there. But like I said, I didn't feel as bad because, you know, it was a non-Cup regular in the Xfinity series.
Some of the younger guys in there, yeah. No, I understand.
Yes.
I understand what you're saying, but
yeah.
I don't know. I'm over it. I really am.
No, I hear you.
And that's what I'm reading everywhere. I mean, everywhere I look, that's like... It's like seems to be everybody's opinion except Mike Hilton, you know, in France.
Well,
you know, I mean,
you know, and that's Tony. I agree. That's what we're seeing, and I agree with you 100% on this. We've talked about this before. My question though is okay. Everyone that's on social media, everyone that's calling in to Sirius, these are your diehard fans. Are we really getting the opinion of the casual fan? Do they care? If they do care. I'd love for them to weigh in.
Yeah.
I'd love to get a bigger, sample pool.
Yeah.
You know, I'd really like to know, you know, what a better
survey is. I just don't know how they're going to build the next generation of drivers that they've never even heard of.
Yeah. No,
you
I
know
hear
what
you.
I mean? Like, how do you get a new favorite driver?
Yeah.
You know, everybody wants to find the next new, you know, whatever, right?
Well, and I tell you, and that's where I wish, you know, at Phoenix. Okay, Phoenix was the first Dash for Cash race of the season. So you didn't have your Kevin Harvicks, your Brad Keselowskis, and your Kyle Busches running that race. And you want to know what most of the social media response was for that race?
What's that?
That it was the best damn race of an Xfinity series that we've seen in a long time. Now, one of the things that is running through my head is, okay, we've got these cup guys running Xfinity. We have the closest package between Xfinity and cup that we've ever had.
In a long time.
In a long time,
yeah,
right? Because
yeah,
how many
they're
years
very similar.
How many years would you hear at the, you know, the end of a race, or if a driver crashed during an Xfinity race, oh, well, what'd you learn for tomorrow? And the response was from
nothing.
These guys, nothing. And that's not what you're hearing now.
No.
You're hearing, oh, well, the cars are similar. We actually were able to learn something that we can apply to Sunday, or you know.
But at the same time, then that's good for the entire sport, because the guys that are in the Xfinity series and they're moving up to the Monster Cup series, they're not going to have. They're going to know what the cars are.
They're
going to
have a notebook,
like.
Maybe.
Yeah, they're going to have at least a baseline of information of what to go on and what to expect when they get in the car. They're not just going to get thrown in the deep end of the pool. So from that perspective, I get it. Do I think these guys should be double dipping and wailing on people? No, I don't actually. But
so that said, what's making the Xfinity racing more exciting than some of the Cup racing we've seen?
Yeah, I think what it is. It's because of the youth of some of
the
drivers.
Younger talent.
Yeah,
they're
a
little more inexperienced, and
well,
so they're just out there.
The inexperience and the exuberance, right? They know that they've got to drive at 123.6% of their capability to get that car as far up, you know, as they can. So
yeah.
And you make mistakes when
sure.
when you're pushing that hard.
Yep.
You know.
Tony, I got to give some props to Logano in the Xfinity race, even though he's a Cup driver.
Do you think?
Holy shit, man.
He's
dude, that
like
guy, he drove the wheels off
so
that car.
His hair was on fire. Holy shit.
Speeding road penalty, dropped Jack, almost goes a lap down, was able to stay on the lead lap, and just, I get he's a Cup driver. I get he's driven through the field of a Cup race, but even still, there's a skill involved in all of that, and to be able to drive like a madman through that field.
Yep, but
dude,
you know, you saw the same thing again. You know, we'll go over it in a minute, but it's like a Penske thing. You know, they just have a plan. Okay, this went wrong. This is what we do. You know, we dug ourselves a hole, grab a shovel. Everybody, come on, we'll get out of this. And they do it. You know, they just stick to the plan. They don't panic, and you know, good things happen. You know, they've been running well.
Yeah.
So. Doesn't surprise me.
And speaking of talking about things in a minute, this kind of ties into something we'll get in when we start talking about the Cup race. Is Cole Custer and Paul Menard took some nasty hits.
Ouch.
in the Xfinity race.
Ouch.
We're seeing a lot of tires cut, given some hard hits. I'm curious your take on that, but something tells me we might get into that in the crew chief corner.
Yeah, we'll talk about that in crew chief corner a little bit. Yeah, some of that's self-inflicted.
Yeah.
It is. And we'll talk about that, but I'm not you know, letting Goodyear off the hook completely, but I'm going to say more often than not that one's on the
team. It's funny you say that because right before the show, about an hour or so ago, I saw some tweets going out about, you know, should NASCAR let two tire manufacturers in, and you know, all this, and I doubt that'll happen.
Terrible idea.
You know. But yeah, we'll get into that in a little bit. Tony, top four finishers of the Xfinity race were Cup guys: Larson, Logano, Busch, and Eric Jones. excuse me. But it was nice to see William Byron, Bubba Wallace, Elliott Sadler, Brendan Poole, Justin Allgaier all get top tens.
Yeah.
And most of these guys also got stage points as well, which is really going to help them out.
William Byron's a guy that I'm keeping a close eye on. He's a hot shoe.
Yeah.
I'm not as big on Bubba Wallace and you know, Sadler's, you know.
Sadler's been there, done that. Allgaier, right. I mean, even Allgaier had a full-time Cup ride,
sure,
for a while,
yeah,
you know. So, but yeah, you're right. William Byron,
he's a hot shoe.
He's definitely
a guy I'm watching. Right, he's impressing me.
Yeah. Tony, do you think next year NASCAR might only award stage points to the Xfinity regulars
if there's a god? Yeah,
right?
They will.
So
please.
If you got a Cup guy that finishes first, Cup guy that finishes second, is the Xfinity guy that finishes third potentially going to get the first place stage points?
If I'm running it, that's
that
how
would
it
make
goes.
Sense,
you know,
right?
You know, they're not running for points.
No.
They're just out there to get their sponsorship, some, you know, their sponsor some TV time.
Yes.
And that's, you know, okay. But, you know, I'm over it. That's all. So,
you know what I'm really excited about?
What are you excited? Oh my God. Man, the last time you said this to me, holy shit, I went blind for like a day and a half. What else are you excited about?
Wow. Xfinity's off this week. And you know who's back?
The trucks are
the
back.
The trucks.
You know what I was thinking about, man.
At Martinsville,
I was thinking about, so we're, you know, we're having all these like post-race problems and cars and all stuff. How are they going to do this with the trucks? All these trucks are going to be like a foot and a half shorter. You know, when they get off the track, you know, they ain't one of them going to be the same dimension that it was when it rolled out onto the track. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's definitely going to have to be a little leniency given there.
Yeah.
Yes. So, cup, sir.
I am excited about that.
I am excited.
The cup. Well, Mr. Larson, no longer a bridesmaid.
He caught the bouquet.
There
so
he
happy
is.
For him.
Yeah. That was
he ran that race, man.
Called that last week. I can't remember who thought that was going to happen.
The orange cup? No.
I called it.
You did call it.
I called it a week ago.
Well, I called the poll on Friday night. Someone said, who's going to get the poll? I said, Larson, and he did. That's my only bragging rights.
He got the poll. He got fastest in practice. He won the Xfinity race. I mean,
it was his race.
Yeah, he ran the table there. Yep.
His only thing was not winning stage two. Yeah. But
truthfully, Truex might have had enough for him. They had a bad pit stop at the end there that didn't help them at all. But they were running well, too. So, you know, yeah, take those wins while you can, I guess.
Fun fact about Kyle Larson.
Fun
fact. On Sunday after the race,
he got in a car accident.
Well, I did see that. That wasn't the fun fact, but yeah, no. He did. Oh. I mean, the irony
I thought I knew one.
Right?
Yeah.
At NASCAR BTW, NASCAR Behind the Wall, they made mention that they thought that Kyle Larson was perfect in stages. And I went and checked, and sure enough, he has scored stage points in all possible 10 stages.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that.
Yeah, every stage. Daytona, he was 6th and 8th, 9th and 5th in Atlanta, 2nd and 3rd in Vegas, 2nd in both Phoenix stages, and then 1st and 2nd at Fontana. So
where's Keselowski in there? He's got to be pretty close.
Keselowski has 9. If it wasn't for the one stage this week at Fontana.
When he got punted from...
Details.
Yeah.
Yeah. but yeah, I mean, that's pretty consistent to... I mean, you know, no, I don't know anyone would attract top 10...
Boy's running good.
He's running real good.
And actually, McMurray's running real good, too.
Yeah.
Check your mirrors. Here he comes.
He's coming. But no, I thought that was a hell of a fact that to finish in the top 10 in 10 in almost 30 possible stages if you throw in the finish, because he's been in the top 10 in all finishes except Daytona. He's the boy to beat right now.
No, you know what? You got to ride those high and enjoy them now, because there's going to come a stretch in
July
or whatever.
Right? You might go on a 7-for-10 streak for 10, 12 games, and then you might go on a 1-for-50 streak.
You couldn't hit a ball
if it was a dodgeball coming down at you. Yeah. Yeah. Tony, it was a crazy start to that race, which pissed me off right off the bat.
Yeah,
so it was a great 400 miles for me, let me tell you. But freaking Denny Hamlin, man. You know, I get they're starting on scuffs, but you think he would have been able to get that car rolling, man.
Did not go, man. And they got, truthfully, it could have been a lot worse. I mean, they accordioned pretty hard there, and I thought they did a pretty
good job.
Newman
got involved, the four got involved, Keselowski, John, you know, apparently Keselowski can handle anything. You know, freaking rolling through the grass, rear end tore off the damn car, and
again, man, that's Penske just
powers
went,
back.
Right, here's
man.
What we're gonna do, guys. Here's how we're. It's almost like they have this stuff scripted. You know, go to page. Okay, you know, punted on lap one, car torn in half, went through the grass. That's on page 7. What do we do? Ding, 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 ding. Go right down the line, and they do it
seriously without fail.
Finish 2nd.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And just kept digging.
Had
all
he
day
not,
long.
I mean, he very well may have had something for Larson. He very well may have won the race.
He could
I mean, we're not one for what if and maybe necessarily.
Yeah, no.
But he definitely could have had a shot at it. Or you know, some notables here, Tony.
Notables.
Jimmy Johnson.
I like those notables.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, no. I'm thinking of Lunchables. Oh. Sorry. I was thinking of something else. I like those, too.
Thank you.
Anyways, go ahead.
Jimmy Johnson, at this point last year, had 2 wins. Boy can't catch a top 15 to save his life right now.
He's working hard, man. He's not liking this.
He is struggling.
Yeah, he really is.
He is struggling. And it's funny, Tony, we're in quite a few different fantasy leagues. Some we're in together, some we're in differently. When Fontana comes up on the schedule, I've got Jimmy Johnson reserved for Fontana.
Yeah,
that's a safe bet for Fontana.
He likes that high speed stuff, man.
I got screwed.
Yeah.
And a couple. Yeah. Just didn't have the car. Now, part of that, I think, it may have been the little incident at the start of the race. I really think that played a part because what was interesting was they wrecked in practice, had to go to a backup car.
Couldn't get it out.
Yeah. Well, no, Chad Knaus flat out came out and said, I would rather have the backup car right than have it not right and run a bad qual.
I agree 100%.
Hey, that's smart coaching.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned. Now, the car afterwards in happy hour, they had a good car. Speeds were up there. They were running top 10 speeds. So I'm curious what would have happened had they not had that dust up at the start of the race.
Was he involved in any of that?
Not at the front, but yeah, he got caught up and had some nose damage.
Okay.
And that's what I think led to their just possible bad day. They couldn't get the car dialed in right after that, and it was just one hiccup after another.
Some of those cars, like Newman and Harvick, man, they look like they were racing at Bristol.
Thank you, Denny Hamlin.
The front of those cars were pretty beat up.
Yeah, and that's what we're going to see this Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
that, I understand it there.
Yeah,
not
Montana.
I get that.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Some late rate cautions there helped Harvick, though.
That was crazy, though. So, we went 180 laps on one caution, and then.
And your stages. Yeah.
Man, and just, and just rattled them off there. I'm like, oh, Larson's got it. Larson's got it. Oh, got to restart. Oh, Larson's got Oh, no, got to restart again.
Well, LaJoy. Had a caution there. I mean, those helped. Those helped the Jimmy Johnsons and the Kevin Harvick was 2 laps down at one point and was able to finish on the lead lap thanks to those late race cautions. But one Matt Kenseth, that was a scary hit he took.
Yeah, you never ever want to see a driver's side hit like that. That car is totaled.
That car
is wiped out. You never want to see a flat impact like that on driver's side. I'm glad Matt's okay. I haven't heard anything otherwise, but I'm sure he's fine. Not feeling good.
No, NASCAR said that today that they were going to take a look at that and see if they maybe need to make an adjustment to that spot on the track.
Yeah.
For that. And there's a couple tracks, where there are still some things that might need to be changed as far as angling. I remember a couple years ago, Mark Martin took a real nasty hit at Michigan when he slid across the infield grass and hit the wall going into pit road.
Oh yeah,
I didn't think good things when I saw that wreck, unfortunately.
Actually, he was running up front when that happened too. And but the one thing that I've learned in racing is if it can happen, it's going to happen on the racetrack.
Absolutely.
The 1 in 8 million chance that somebody could hit that, they're going to hit
will.
It. It's going to happen.
You don't know when, but they will.
You have to baby-proof the shit out of the place to try and make it safe enough for these drivers. And there's still going to be something that you overlook. So it's a never-ending battle, but I think overall they do a really good job.
Absolutely.
I mean, so much better than years ago.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Hitting concrete. Ugh.
Oh. So to just kind of recap Fontana here, Larson won, finally. Not finally. We're only 5 races in.
Yeah.
But we were just, second place. We talked about Keselowski. Dude, Clint Bowyer. Best finish for Stuart Haas.
Finally. And did you see the interview with him afterwards?
Dude.
He's like, oh, I'm finally on TV.
Right?
I've been gone for a year and a half.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah, and that, Clint's got an awesome personality. I like Clint Bowyer.
Yeah.
Lindsay likes Clint Bowyer.
Yeah.
The very first time we were in the garage at MIS, go figure, I'm standing outside Harvick's hauler waiting for him to come out. And it's a Friday afternoon. There's nobody back there. And Lindsay's standing next to me. And she's like, oh, that's Clint Bowyer. I'm like, well, go say hi. So she takes a picture that I had of him. And she goes down and he signs it, gives her a hug, and talks to her for about 5 minutes. So Lindsay loves Clint Bowyer. And that's just cool. You know, he took time and...
Yeah, he's well documented. He's one of the likable guys out there. You know who? Honestly, I'd like to see a guy like him transition into the booth.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, I'm a fan. I like Jeff Gordon, but he's not that great in the booth right now. I don't know.
I like him. I think he adds to it. I think that'll just come in time. Who I really like, and I swear it's not just because I'm a Kevin Harvick guy, but when Kevin Harvick calls the Xfinity races, I really enjoy listening to him. I think he gives a nice perspective and brings a lot to the race. Shut up, Steve. Steve's sitting back here laughing
I'm sitting there watching. I'm listening to him too. You just got to have great teamwork to go out there and win these races and whatever. And I'm like, are you kidding me? This guy fires his crew 6 times a month. What the hell are you talking about, Kevin?
They only run 4 races.
Yeah, my God, man.
I knew I was going to catch some for that.
Yeah, I give that. No, yes. But it's just funny. It's like, who? Wait a minute. Who said that again?
Yeah, I know. So, you're right. McMurray, top 10. Daniel Suarez, top 10.
Suarez finally off the schneid. Yes. Got in that top 10, and he's been struggling a little bit.
Well, you know.
We'll hear more from him. Absolutely. Know who's impressing me from that rookie group is Erik Jones.
Oh, yeah.
Erik Jones has outshined him, I think, so far this year. So I think we're going to actually have a good rookie of the year battle.
And Tony, I mean, 5 races in, and we're going to get into this a little bit, but we got some names running. Top 10s, top 15s that, maybe we weren't expecting to see. So
I agree. I'm excited about it because there are new people in there. I mean, you know, the Larsons and Elliotts and Suarez and Jones and, it's pretty good.
Absolutely. So, just to give a quick rundown of the standings, Kyle Larson holds a 29-point lead over Chase Elliott. Tony, 5 races in, if you would have told me that Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott were going to be 1 and 2 in the standings, I'd have told you to go do something. I don't know what, but it wouldn't have been appropriate even for a podcast.
And Jimmy Johnson and Dale Jr. are where?
17th and 21st.
Yeah.
Matt Kenseth, 25th. Truex is in third.
And like Kurt Busch is way back there. He didn't finish on the lead lap again.
No, Kurt hasn't had a good race since the Daytona 500.
Yeah.
Now I expect that to change.
If you're going to win one, I guess that's the one you're going to win, right?
But I mean, some random drivers in the top 10 in standings right now. Larson, Chase Elliott, Jamie McMurray, Ryan Blaney, Clint Bowyer are in the top 10.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a decent sample.
It's a lot different than what we had a year ago.
And what we would have thought would have been the case for this year.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that's good, though.
Yeah. Got anything else from Fontana, sir?
You know, I'm excited about things going forward. I like the rules package. I like the aero stuff. I still those side skirts on there. If you're noticing, those bodies are starting to get bent around a little more, and those side skirts are stepping out a little more, and they're pushing those rules pretty hard. But I know they're keeping an eye on it.
I like the new package. I do. I hope they're able to figure something out so that the camera isn't necessarily focused on the battle for 7th and 8th, and that close battle for 7th and 8th is the type of battle we see for 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.
Yeah.
When you've got your leader with a 4 to 5 second lead, if not more at some of these races, I like watching on-track battle, but I want to see that throughout the entire field. I want to see first and second being, a half a car. It doesn't have to be the whole race. But for when 20 to 30 laps, the leader's got a...
Just checks out.
He's gone.
But that's the way it seems to be with this rule package.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I hope they're able to adjust that.
Somebody rolls the dice, one person hits on it, and they're gone. I guess we'll see.
Yeah.
What happens here.
Alrighty, sir. All right. I hope I don't know if this will be the last we talk about it, but I don't want to hash this whole thing to death about penalties and fighting. But there was an article on J-Scare, ESPN, whatever the hell you want to call it these days, where drivers were making some comments about not getting any answers from NASCAR on where the quote-unquote line is. And Bob Pockrass, who I know you like and I really enjoy his work.
I like his stuff.
Had this to say, NASCAR has fined and suspended drivers for retaliation in the past. They have issued fines for fights without a clear definition or description by NASCAR of how it comes to a decision on a penalty. It's opened itself up to questions of how to handle the next situation. And some drivers have weighed in on this, which I think is pretty interesting and worth mentioning. Brad Keselowski said, you know, racing's a sport of emotion, and we're all trying to ask ourselves what's too much emotion, and no one really has an answer for that.
No, you got to know where the line is,
yeah,
right? And they're not telling you. And then when they do tell you,
it
you
changes
know,
the
yeah,
next week.
Right. It's...
And Dale Jr., he made the suggestion that Austin Dillon should have to do some appearances at the track, you know, kind of like a community service of thing, which, hey, you know... I like that. I think that's awesome.
I think that's a hell of an idea.
I think it's awesome that Junior stepped up and made that kind of suggestion. You know, it's not fair to the drivers not to know what they can and cannot do.
No, you're absolutely right. You got to have some consistency in there, and it's crazy.
It should go without saying, regardless of whether it's a wreck at 100 or a wreck at 20, that you can't go and deliberately put someone in the wall or take them out in the rear quarter panel.
Assault is a problem.
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
You know, and we talked about this last week a little bit. I really don't have a problem with what Kyle Busch and Logano did. I don't. It was off the track. The cars were parked and emotion was heated. If they want to go and do that and knock each other out, from a fan perspective, I don't have an issue with that. You know, if they had accidentally knocked and hit an official or a cameraman or something like that, then, yeah, I would have had a problem with that.
But it was
the two of them going at it off the track.
It was
I'm fine with that.
Dillon, the Cup regular, racing down in Xfinity, hitting intentionally
an Xfinity guy
that's running for a championship.
Yes.
That was...
Who's out there learning. He's an Xfinity rookie. He's not even an Xfinity seasoned driver.
Right.
Xfinity rookie. That I have a huge problem with, and I'm glad that... Someone like Brad Keselowski and Dale Jr. came out and said, hey, we have a right to know what's acceptable. Now, both those guys, as well as everyone racing in the field, knows that, hey, retaliation with the car isn't good for me, isn't good for my sponsor, isn't good for my owner.
No.
You know, but NASCAR needs to be consistent with that. You know, we have that issue in the NFL with refs, you know, one day not calling a blatant pass interference call, not calling a blatant strike
and you name it, NBA, you apparently you only have to dribble the ball like twice. Right, you can go like the entire length of the court.
Absolutely. You know, there needs to be, and it's shame on NASCAR for not holding some level of consistency.
Yeah, here's
in
what's
this.
Acceptable and here's what's not acceptable. No.
NASCAR's done a lot of good things, I think, with the sport this year, with the stages, with the rules package and all of this.
And I think they completely blew it.
They missed the ball on this one.
Yeah, I think they really did.
Big time.
Overall, they've done a pretty good job this year.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
But that one, that was just wrong.
Yeah.
I can't see any other way out of that one. But
Tony, I didn't write this down, but I think it fits into this segment here. It hit social media today. Ratings came out for Fontana, and across the board, all five races this year, ratings are down. You know, NASCAR makes a big swing with the stages. The rules package tries to improve the on-track racing. What do you think?
I didn't see the report that you saw. What I did see that went up was the 18 to 34-year-old demographic. Right, the new fans.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
It was up 17% over last year.
Good.
So that's
good. Is that
good.
For this race or as a whole for
that
the
was,
season?
That was for this week.
Okay.
But it's consistently been in the double digits now.
And that's who we're targeting.
Yeah. Right.
And that's
right,
who Monster's
right.
targeting.
Right. Totally. But now, so you know, we talked about with this with the orange cone. you know, is it down 5%? Okay, it's down 5%, but that's still like a Super Bowl size, you know, stuff. I mean, this is, okay, it's still pretty great.
Yes.
You know, this isn't like we have 500 fans here. This
No. It's still up there. And I think it's a learning curve and a regroup in terms of recapturing old fans and drawing in new fans.
And I think for the first time in eons, they're actually like, all right, we got it. You shift the paradigm a little bit and try some new stuff.
And one thing I don't think people realize, or maybe they do, but they're not, at least I don't see it as a comparison in some of these stories and things that come out, is ratings are down across the board in most sports.
Yep.
NFL ratings down.
Yep.
And football is still one of the most highest watch sports.
Sure.
You know, it draws the most.
But that's kind of what I'm saying. So if you turn on a football game and, oh my God, the place is jammed to the rafters. They have 80,000 people there.
Right.
Well, we're getting 80,000 people every race.
Right. And we're still getting viewers turning in on TV.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So is it down? Yes. Am I as concerned? No, I think
it's a better product.
I think it's a much better product, and word will get out, and, you know, talk to me in 5 years.
Yeah, I guess.
That's my thought.
I guess we'll see.
Talk to me in 5 years.
I guess we'll see, but I'm not. I like the direction.
I do like the direction. Yeah. They just need to get consistent.
Overall. Yeah. Want to hit some social media?
Yes, sir. All right. Check us out on our website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. We're getting some nice hits on the website, which is very cool.
Like over 1,000.
Over 1,000 a month we've been averaging, which is very cool.
What was it?
1,200 this month, which is very cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Continue to send us some pictures. I've got some new ones from Kenny Smith sent us some.
Yeah, we posted a few of those up there.
Cool. He sent me some new ones with him and Kenny Schrader.
Oh, nice.
That I'm going to get up on there.
Got the Kenny and Ken K squared.
Yeah. Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Hit us up on Twitter at Lap Traffic PC. Listen to us on iTunes or Podbean, or search The Lap Traffic Podcast.
And iTunes? What happened this week on iTunes?
I don't know. Yes, we're officially rated on iTunes thanks to 4 reviews. We now have a 5-star rating.
Yeah, we have a 5-star rating.
I'll take it. I don't care how many reviews. We got a 5-star rating.
We might be explicit, but we're still explicit. 5-star.
Yes, we'll take it. We are still searching for 1,000 followers on Twitter. We got about 190 or so more to go, and we're going to give away a Martin Truex Jr. autograph. So make sure you tell your friends to follow Lap Traffic PC and to retweet our pinned post. And hopefully we can give that away maybe this week. That would be very cool.
Yeah.
Again, if you got some pictures you want to send to us to get on the website, you got a cool man cave, you've got pictures from the race you've been to this year already or any year in the past, whatever you got, send it to us, and we'll put it on our fan page.
We posted some of the pictures actually from Steve.
Yes, we got a couple from Steve, but you know, the '80s.
The one that I didn't give to you, and it's a picture of Steve and Bill Elliott. When, you know, Bill Elliott's like in his t-shirt and jeans. They were working on the race car.
That's awesome.
You know, in Darlington. And we got to send.
Yeah.
I got to put that.
Give me that.
I'll get it up there. Yeah. So my fault.
Some shout outs to some new followers. Facebook. Gina Russ from Louisiana. Big Joey Logano fan.
She's from, you know what? I saw. Hey, welcome to the show, Gina. Thanks for listening. But she's from West Monroe. And West Monroe, I've been there. That's actually known for as the home of the Duck Commander.
Ooh.
The show Duck Dynasty. Dynasty. Yeah. Those guys. Yeah. So, hey, thanks for following us, Gina.
Very cool. Chris Kreider from Alpha, Illinois. And Tony. We got a local guy followed us, Jeremy Kelsey.
I saw that
from Berkeley, Michigan.
Well, and the town's only 2 square miles. Yeah. I don't know how I don't know who Jeremy is. Well, but and hey, that's man, the thing.
I saw him,
line, brother.
I saw him like the page, and I figured he was a friend of yours or something. And so that's really really cool.
Yeah, unless he's just an alias, right? But I don't know who he is. So just to get perspective. So I mean, we're in a suburb of Detroit, but it's 2 square miles.
Yeah.
And anytime you meet somebody from Berkeley, what's the first thing you ask them?
Where?
What street are you on?
Yeah, what street? Yeah, like, you know people
because
by streets.
Everybody knows every street and every block.
And for us, we literally are 5 houses down from an ice cream shop, and all you have to do is say Clark's Ice Cream, and people are like, oh, you live on on Clark Street. It's actually Tyler, but it's Clark Street. some Twitter, some new Twitter followers. Matthew Hall at Trucker Matthew 2, big Keselowski fan, big Kurt Busch fan, and Joey Logano fan.
Yeah, yeah.
So thanks for following.
Welcome.
At Junior 3888, big Junior fan from Alabama. And Stephen Harris at Penske fan 2212-2. Obviously a big Penske fan. So
sounds like we got a lot of Junior and Penske fans out there.
So welcome to all the new followers. Tell your friends.
Heck yeah. And we are going to finalize this logo stuff pretty soon.
This weekend. We're making some decisions this weekend.
That's the idea. So get them in.
We want to get some merchandise.
Last call.
Yes.
Yeah, we're going to start, we got to start printing some stuff
t-shirts
out and getting some stuff out.
We might be a smidge behind on that, but we're going to take care of you.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Again, if you've been to a race or whatever, tweet us, send us a picture, whatever you got. Also, a couple weeks ago, we added a segment, the Crew Chief Corner, which has gotten a lot of positive feedback.
Yeah.
And we are the Lapped Traffic Podcast. I don't think our show is complete unless we tie in a lucky dog segment.
The lucky dog.
Send us some ideas for what you'd like to see for a lucky dog segment.
Sponsored by Alpo.
There you go. Or no, Aaron's. Aaron's.
Oh, yeah. Aaron's. Yeah, there you go.
And if you guys got anything you want to send us, something you got something, not that we're asking for anything, but we've gotten some cool stuff.
People are sending stuff. And it's really cool.
And if you want something showcased in the NASCAR Man Cave, we got a P.O. box. Feel free. Drop us whatever. You got a picture, an old school picture. We'll scan it, get it on the website, whatever. The Lap Traffic Podcast, P.O. box 725-275, Berkeley, Michigan 48072. And that's on our website, laptrafficpodcast.com. Yep. Contact us, link there, and you can find that there. Tony, fantasy.
Fantasy.
The professor, we'll get to me in a minute.
Yeah.
congrats to our crew chief, Tony Smith.
Yes, sir.
Brian Westy, Colby, Rockin' Rudy, Chris Coble, Jared, and Stacy, all for picking Kyle Larson this weekend.
So everybody's on the board now.
Everybody is on the board now,
That's
which good. Is awesome. Everyone has scored at least 5 points. Chris Coble holds a 5-point lead with 50 points over Cody in second place with 45. We have a two-way tie for third with Aaron and Rick.
I'm right in there.
You are
right
in there. You're getting up there. You might make honorable mention next week.
I'll tell you what, this Chris Coble character is, he's a bad actor, man.
He's been on fire.
He's a bad, bad man.
And big shocker, the professor is in last place with 5 points.
Hey, the world needs ditch diggers, too.
Oh, wow.
It's okay.
It's not how you finish. It's not how you start. It's where you finish.
All right, keep telling yourself that anyways. That's fine.
All right, hey, you know what?
What?
An announcement.
Yes, sir.
I will finish with at least top 5 points this week. I'm calling it.
Okay.
I'm calling it.
That's good to have a dream. Okay.
Smartass. No, I'm getting at least 10 points this week. I am moving up.
All right.
It is an embarrassment to our fantasy league that I am in last place.
You're just giving us a head start. You're playing along with Jimmy Johnson.
I'm toying with you all.
Just toying with everyone.
Doing. Tony.
Yeah.
You ready to go to work?
I am ready to go to work.
Let's do it. It's time for another segment of the Crew Chief Corner with the Lap Traffic's very own Crew Chief, Tony Smith. All right, it's time for the fourth edition of the Crew Chief Corner with the Lap Traffic's very own Crew Chief, Tony Smith. If anyone has a question for Tony, use his new Twitter handle at Crew Chief Tony and or use the hashtag Ask Crew Chief Tony. Tony, today's question comes to us from our loyal listener, Mick, at GoDucks42_Mick.
I know Mick.
Yes. Tony, what is more of a surprise to you, 5 races and 5 different winners or no wins from Gibbs or HMS?
I would say no wins from Gibbs or HMS. That's been they finished the year obviously strong, real strong. You know, clearly Johnson was a champion. Carl Edwards was a restart away from winning it. I mean, those two teams were on a roll. They're struggling.
They are struggling.
Across the board, and they're getting there. I mean, I don't think we're going to keep Gibbs off the board too much longer. The funny thing to me is, it really is the parity in there where Chase Elliott is able to get this Hendrick car up to the front, and no one else in that camp can do it.
No, which leads me to believe that Chase is comfortable with the package, and they've got that car dialed in, which leads me to believe maybe Casey Kane, Johnson Jr. are still struggling to maybe get a handle for the new package.
Well, that's what I kind of what I was talking about earlier is like the baseline of information, right? Chase doesn't have one.
Right.
They put him in a car and he drove. Okay, yep. Where he can't come in like Casey Kane and Jr. and Jimmy Johnson and say, well, it doesn't handle like last year's car and it doesn't do this and you should do that. And no, get in it and drive it.
Yeah.
You know, and it's hard. It's hard to reset. You know, there's no reset button in your brain. But you know, Chase, I think he's just sitting in it and rolling.
He's rolling. Yeah.
He's the only. That'd be the bigger surprise.
Tony, I thought we were almost going to have a repeat situation of Phoenix with the way the cautions came out, and I thought Larson might have gotten stuck because during one of those last cautions, he came in and pitted, and I thought we were going to have the Newman effect again. As I'm going to name that situation.
That went through my head for a second, but you know, as I always watch every race, you know, I put my crew chief hat on. What am I going to do? The cars are too fast there. The track is too long. There's no way you could have not done that.
So that was my question. So did it work for Newman because it was a short track?
Yes.
Is that what? That's what I thought. You know, I don't have the crew chief hat.
He only had to go 2 miles.
Right.
Right here. You got to go four miles and at speeds of 208.
And hold off a potential four groove track.
Right.
Phoenix was not four grooves by any means.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, but speaking of tires, the other one that I wanted to bring
speaking
up.
Speaking of tires.
Speaking of tires.
Go figure.
No. So, I was actually, you know, on my, you know, I've been breaking in my brand new Twitter handle, but I was actually tweeting with the Orange Cone and Brian Keselowski, Brad's brother. We're talking tires, and we're talking. Actually, Brian had a good point. You know, they talk about limiting the number of sets of tires as a cost reduction to the teams. It's $2,000 for a set of tires. It's pennies. This is less than pennies to a Hendrick organization, right?
Well, when the money involved is what it is,
pennies. Exactly. But you know, not the actual expense of the tires. But you know, we talked about it earlier. You know, these guys are having problems with the Goodyears and whatever. A lot of this is self-inflicted. Okay, Goodyear told them at Fontana, we do not want you going out with a set of tires under 20 pounds of air pressure. Okay. These guys are going out with 13 and 14 pounds of air pressure, okay? Now, will it take off on a restart? Yes, sir. It sure will. It'll take off. But
unless you're Denny Hamlin.
Right, right. But apparently they went on the other end. Yeah, but everybody was on scuffs.
Yeah.
Everybody was, you know, everybody up front was, you know, had the same issue. But my point is that, so when you lower the air pressure like that, it increases the temperature of the tire quickly, okay? And that's when you're going to get chunking. That's when you're going to tear a tire. So a lot of this stuff that we're seeing, it's self-inflicted. So we got to be careful about who we're pointing fingers at, you know, Goodyear or the tires, you know, or the teams that are doing some of this. But you got to roll the dice, especially in a short run. At the end, but that's when you see some of these teams, though, you know, we're good on the short run. Well, yeah, that's why. Okay? Because you went lower tire pressure and you chewed the tires up. That's why it's junk after 15 laps. So that's it. That's what I had for this week in Crew Chief Corner. So if anybody's got another question, thanks, Mick, for passing that along.
Absolutely.
And, feel free to hit me up anytime.
Excellent. So, episode number 5 of the Crew Chief.
I know,
right? We should try to do something special next week.
I know, right?
Tony.
Yeah.
I labeled this next little section here, who's hot, who's not. We are 5 races in to the 2017 season.
Yep.
5 races for me is enough to look at the eyeball test. So, Tony, who's hot?
Man, you know, we talked about this before the show, and I can't. It's crazy. Who's hot? I mean, it's the Ganassi boys. And when did
top tens?
When did Ganassi become the flagship Chevy team?
Right.
You know, I mean, it ain't Childress. It's not Hendrick. You know, it's crazy to me. But they've hit on something. And that's great. Great for them. I understand that they're doing their own chassis now.
Yes.
Because a lot of these Chevy guys, they were taking Hendrick stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Stuart Haas was. Now they're doing their own stuff with some help with Penske. Ganassi's doing their own chassis. Clearly, you know, they're doing something different. And maybe, you know, it's strange to say, but maybe that the Hendrick teams have got to go back to the drawing board a little bit. And
yeah.
Maybe they're not the 800-pound gorilla.
Right. But, Tony, for me, it's Jamie McMurray and Clint Bowyer.
Yeah.
Jamie McMurray, I would not have expected to have three top tens in five races. I think that might taper off a little bit.
Yeah.
But based on how he's running and based on how Chip Ganassi's running, I wouldn't be surprised if Jamie McMurray gets a win this year.
Yeah, I wouldn't rule that out either.
And Clint Bowyer, maybe he doesn't get a win. If he does,
man, he's having the time of his life.
He's having fun.
I swear to God, I'm watching him run through the pack. I swear to God, I can hear him yelling, "Shake and bake, baby!" Woo-hoo! You know,
I think he will just continue to get better over the season.
Yeah, I think so too. He's just having you couldn't knock the smile off his face after that race.
Absolutely. Do you got anyone else? Oh, I also had Ryan Blaney. Ryan Blaney is driving a hell of a ride for the Wood Brothers,
and he is. But that's also a quasi Penske car.
Yes,
you know, and those Penske boys have been running better than average. But yeah, he's doing a great job wheeling that car. Another new name,
right?
You know, newer. Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe not new name, but. New driver. The team that's really surprised me, that's fallen off the most, in my opinion, is JTG.
I can say that.
Allmendinger and Busch, we talked before the year, maybe with two car team, you know, they can do something. Let's get, you know, move up in the standings. And I saw Allmendinger finally got into the top 20. I think he finished 17th this week or something like that. But he's worked his ass off.
Yeah,
to get up there. You know, he was getting 25th. Yeah.
I know there are a lot of actually the lap traffic fans are some JTG fans, and I know
I'm a fan of that team as well.
I am too. I like AJ Allmendinger, and it's been a struggle. You know,
who's the one that's not hot in your eyes?
For me, they're all, I think, superficial, not hots. Jimmy Johnson, obviously not hot. Junior, not hot. Danica Patrick, not hot in the car, but hot to look at. And Matt Kenseth. You know, I think out of all those, the biggest surprise for me is Matt Kenseth, honestly. We've seen Junior go in slumps. We've seen Jimmy Johnson go in slumps. And then look at what he does. He comes back and wins a championship.
All right,
Matt Kenseth is typically a pretty consistent driver.
Yeah.
But we're only five in, so that's why I can't put the whole eyeball test on that.
I mean, so now we're starting to see a trend of like maybe some of these guys that are over 40 that aren't adapting to this new package. You know, and these younger drivers are grabbing it and running.
Yeah, it's a good possibility.
So I guess five races isn't huge sample size.
No. Tony, anyone else on your not hot list?
You know, not hot, but I think they're about to hit it is Gibbs. I don't think you're going to hold them down too much longer. If you got a lead, you better take it and run.
Well, that's who I had on my my still undecided list here was the 18 and Denny Hamlin. And especially I look for a big breakout race this weekend for Denny Hamlin. We're going to Martinsville. Yeah. Boy likes his grandfather clocks.
He does.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised that maybe he doesn't win, but
I'd like to be one of his cousins or something. Right,
yeah, because at this point you're giving him you're handing him out.
Uh-huh. Just leave it on the front porch for the mailman.
Yeah,
there you go. You have one.
So I definitely think those guys are gonna rebound. From a Joe Gibbs perspective, you know, and in all honesty, you know, Harvick's not been hot, you know.
He's had some bad luck, but he's also shown some pretty extreme speed.
Too. Yes. Yeah. And he's still top 10 in standings.
Yeah, he ain't
you
going
know.
Anywhere.
No.
I think he'll be all right.
Anybody else for you?
Now, you know, I'll tell you who's doing better than I thought they would are the Roush Fenway guys.
Yes.
Trevor Bayne and Mickey Stenhouse are better. I think they've still got some ground to go, but
you know what I think would really, really help them?
What's that?
It's just a mild veteran driver to lean on a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I think that would help them a little bit.
What aisle do you buy a mild veteran?
I don't know, but I'm just Shut up.
These are the young veterans. Now I don't want the old veterans.
Right. I don't want
mild. Like,
it's like salsa. Like, we're buying salsa.
Like driver light. I don't want a driver. I want a driver light. Is that what? What the hell?
So I'm taking my sippy cup and I'm going home.
That's it.
I'm out. I'd slam it down, but it wouldn't do anything.
So you mean a slightly more experienced driver?
Just a smidge.
I gotcha.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. Smart ass.
I can
yes.
live with that.
All right. It's a shame Greg Biffle ain't doing it.
Yeah, right. Where's the Biff?
He's dancing in a rabbit costume on Snapchat. Yeah. That's what he's doing. Oh, I laughed my ass off when I saw that video from his come out.
That is so funny.
Yeah. So.
Want to hit social media one more time?
I
and
do.
Then we'll get into our fantasy picks? Or?
Yes. Well, real quick. You know, and I'm really annoyed in the Vegas odds sites that are, and they're not even Vegas, but I really wanted to be able to do an odds thing at the end of each show. And 1 week we were able to hit it. But again, I went to look right before we hit record, and the odds for Martinsville are not up.
No.
So, me to the rescue. I'm setting my own odds.
All right, let's go.
All right. I'm setting Denny Hamlin at plus 350.
Three and a half to one. Okay.
I'm setting Jimmy Johnson at plus 450.
Ooh.
Putting Kevin Harvick at plus 500. And I'm putting Dale Jr. at plus 650.
Wow.
All right. So I'm going to see how those come out. You guys can hold me to that. But I bet you those are pretty close.
Huh.
I bet you those are pretty close.
Do you got...
No, do you want to add to that at all?
I think you've been leaning pretty hard on the sippy cup tonight, but
you know what I'm going to do? When they are available, I'm going to post those on Twitter as to what the professor says and what Vegas sets that at. That's a done deal.
I think Hamlin's strong, clearly. He just got a rhythm there, and he likes that place for sure. I honestly, and he's shown lots of speed all year, I'm going with Keselowski.
Okay.
That's
not horrible.
The number two, and you didn't even have him in your top five there.
No.
Well, what's he go off?
I only set my odds.
Steve Merritt goes
22
with the double deuce.
I only set the odds based on those that have won there recently, because I obviously didn't have enough time, nor does everybody want to listen to me rattle off what I think the top of the field's going to be.
But you know what? I think
and my
I think
own
that's,
odds.
Yeah, and I think that's fair. You know, you got to go with guys that like those tracks, but man, they've. You know, you got to also look at how they've actually run. This is a whole new package.
I'm going to throw a sleeper in there then.
All right.
All right.
Ryan
Blaney plus 750.
Wow.
All right. There we go. All right. On to social media.
On to social media.
All right.
Hit us up.
Our website, thelaptrafficpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook, The Lap Traffic Podcast. Twitter, @LapTrafficPC. Tell your friends, 190 or so followers away from giving away an 8x10 autograph of Martin Truex Jr. And I really want to get to 1,000 because I have something everybody is going to want for our next giveaway once we hit 1,000. But we got to hit 1,000 before we can get to that.
And we're coming up on 5,000 downloads.
We are almost at 5,000
like,
downloads.
That's only a couple weeks away. So
yes. We're really proud of that. We're really happy. We did not think we were going to get to any of these numbers 15 to 20 shows into this podcast.
No.
We're gonna go into the archives of the NASCAR Man Cave here for some giveaway stuff.
Yeah, and you know what's kind of neat, you know, speaking of downloads and everything, is I'm hearing from people that are going, you know, I'm not really a race fan, but a friend of mine told me about your show, and now I'm just listening to every episode because you guys are funny and you guys make it interesting, and I'm getting interested in NASCAR again.
Which is awesome.
That's like the coolest compliment.
Absolutely.
Ever, right? Like, they're not even into racing, but, you know, whatever, just for some laughs and we'll listen to these two chuckleheads, you know, from Detroit.
We've gotten more than a few tweets or Facebook messages of people that have said that they found our show and have gone back and binged listened to a good, you know, 5-10 shows or whatever, which is really cool.
Yeah, I mean, this ain't The Sopranos, man.
No. you don't have seasons.
It's not
you
Shameless,
got a few shows.
Right?
It's not The Big Bang. Although if Penny wanted to come over, we'd more than welcome her.
Yeah, how you doing?
Yeah. I think even NASCAR by marriage would let Penny into the NASCAR man cave.
You had a hall pass?
Yeah, I think so. That'd be pretty damn cool. All right, Twitter, @LapTrafficPC. Listen to us on iTunes or Podbean. Give us a follow. Send us some pictures. Whatever you got. Tony, what's up next week, sir?
We're going to cover Martinsville. We're going to go over the fantasy results and whatever else pops up. I'm sure it's going to be action pack from Martinsville.
Oh, I think we're going to go beating and banging.
Did you give your pick?
I did not. And, well, I mean, I kind of based on whatever, on how, what I set my odd for. Yeah, but yeah. So I'm going with Denny Hamlin.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Well, way to stretch it out there and go out on a limb. That's good.
Right, so who you got? Yeah,
I've told you, man. I'm going with Keselowski. Yeah.
So you mean someone that's already got a win this year is going out on a limb?
You didn't have him in your top 10 right there. I don't even know. You know, did you forget his number? I don't know. Yeah, but dude, anyways, all right. Well,
I can't
thanks.
Count that high. Yeah.
So hey, thanks again for joining us, episode number 15 in the books. Thanks to Steve Merrick for coming into Chicago and hanging out with us here in the man cave. As always, we love having you along for the ride. Keep all the feedback coming, and we will see you next week.
See ya.